Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very much better. Nice to be back with you. Nice to have a voice again. I want to thank you for those of you that prayed. We appreciate it. And the Lord has answered the prayer. We're going to begin where we left off yesterday. And then we're going to read some selected verses. Maybe the Lord will give us some others from chapter 6. We want to end up, young people, on the mountaintop, okay? We don't want to end in a valley. We want to go home ending on the mountaintop. So let's read 17, Galatians 5, 17 through 26. And then I'll give you a few others.
Galatians 5, verse 17. For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
You know, for the public reading, let's just read down through verse 15 of the... We won't get through all of these verses, but the Spirit of God will have set them before us.
Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let the one who has taught the word share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
Yeah, good.
Friday. For some reason, it comes just very quickly. It sneak on you. All of a sudden, it's Friday. And if the Lord leaves us here tomorrow, we'll be getting out of the Galatian City College. And hopefully, we'll go to Ephesian Mountaintop, as Brother Chuck was telling us. I'll do just a very brief outline. And all I'm trying to do, really, is just, again, we give you a lot of things to think about. And I really want you, young people, to think. I don't want anybody to tell you that you are brainless, because you do have a brain. You have the Word of God. You have the Spirit of God. You have all of these resources available. So By the way, in a Bible reading, guys, if you have want to make a comment, just look at me and talk to me. Don't talk to the person next to you. Just talk to me, and I'll help you out, all right? So I want you to think. Brother Chuck said it yesterday a couple of times. Don't take anybody's word. Think. Let that mind think and look at the word of God. Let the Spirit of God guide you. Ask questions. I don't want you to sit here just, when you go home, go over these things and think about it, because it is very important for you. I want you to be well established. Not that I don't. Yes, I do. But the Lord really wants you to be well established in the faith, because you are the future of the local assemblies. I don't want wishy-washy people around. I'm telling you this. I don't want sissies. I don't want wimps. I want people that have a backbone for the truth of God and not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for. So, in Galatians, they were introduced by certain people, the influencers, that came in and told them, Christ is good, but not enough. Christ is good, but not enough. You need something else. Let me go back again to what I said before. I'm going to repeat it. I think by now you know it by heart. We have two gospels, right? You have the image in your mind now. You have two gospels, two roads. The gospel of Christ gives you what? It gives you liberty. It gives you loyalty. It gives you life. It gives you the Spirit of Christ. It gives you sonship. You become a son. You know, one of the beautiful things that we probably didn't highlight much yesterday, that he gives us the Spirit of his Son. You know, imagine that. God gives me the Holy Spirit, but also, and I don't want to go into the technicality of it, but the Spirit of his Son, by which you cry, Abba, Father. You know what happened when you are under the gospel of Christ? You have such a wonderful relationship with the Father. The other gospel give you slavery, give you a bondage. It gives you division. See, the gospel of Christ gives you unity. It gives you division. And it kind of pushes you far away from the Father. You don't have that beautiful relationship. It gives you a picture of God, the other gospel, that he's a hard master far away from you. He has this whip and telling you, thou shalt not. You gotta do this and you can't do that. And if you do this thing, because the other gospel bring curse, you're under curse. But not the Spirit of his Son in my heart crying, Abba Father. It brings, the gospel of Christ brings such a wonderful relationship to the Father that was not known at all. Abraham did not know that. He was very close to God. He will never dare to address God as his Father. You know what? You and I could do that. That is really what we have been talking about. And then we summarized the chapter and we talked about to stand. We talked about run. Because there is no standing still in Christianity. You're either going forward or you're going backward. And I want you to ask yourself today, when you came in here, were you going backward or were you going forward? Leaving here, how are you going to move? Because there is two directions, either forward or backward. Where are you going to go? And he is encouraging them. And when we get to chapter 6, you know, he's moving forward. And then the point that we're going to start talking about is the idea of walk in the Spirit. Okay? Stand in the liberty, run well, and now we're going to talk about a little bit about walk in the Spirit, and we will move forward. I know some of you have questions. Some of you have comments. We're going to give you some times in between. So just be ready. Get that mind and eyes alert. If you have your phone with you, and put it away. It's just distraction. Because if I see you playing with your phone, guess what? I'm taking it and I'm going to sell it on eBay. And you could buy it back if you want.